Well, the Toronto Symphony Orchestra with the classic music of Christmas, and that is the name of the game here this afternoon. It's the Oasis, our look at the arts here on a Thursday. The Toronto Symphony Orchestra's annual Holiday Pops concert is one of Toronto's most beloved holiday musical traditions. This year, the concert will be available from the safety and comfort of your home. It's the cherished holiday music you've come to expect, a cheery sing-along, and special guests. The Holiday Pops concert is part of the TSO On Demand series in 2020, and streams begin tomorrow. They run through January 3rd. Tickets are on sale now. Resident conductor Simon Rivard will lead the orchestra, and TSO Principal Pops conductor Stephen Reinecke hosts the concert remotely. Joining us from his home, just outside New York City this afternoon, is TSO Principal Pops conductor Stephen Reinecke. Welcome back to the Oasis, Stephen.
Thank you so much, Mark. Good to talk to you again.
It's been a little while. When was the last time you actually conducted on stage with the TSO?
I was just thinking, it's actually the last concert I did before everything got shut down, and it was in early March. We did the music of John Williams at Roy Thomson Hall, and it was so much fun. It was so good. Boy, I miss it.
Those concerts sell out anything. John Williams just is lightning in a bottle in this town and certainly all over the world. So exciting, yeah. Electric concerts. You live in New York State. It's been nearly impossible for you to come to Toronto from your home. What does 2020 look like professionally, and have you managed to do any other work, maybe south of the border?
Yes, I have. Certainly has been difficult with quarantine periods to get to Toronto, so I haven't done it yet. I'm hoping in the spring, it looks like maybe it'll be a quarantine for about a week before I can start rehearsals, and that's going to make a big difference as opposed to 2 weeks before I can even rehearse.
Yeah, people forget that is what happens, right? Musicians all over the world are doing this. If they can get to that city, if they can get to that place, then it's that whole process, right?
Right, and you know, it's been the whole industry is hurting, so then it's who pays for the hotel for 2 extra weeks, and my meals. I mean, I'm not getting paid. The orchestra's losing money, so yeah, it just becomes a very difficult situation to navigate, but we're working our way around it. I have, however, down in the States, I've done exactly 4 concerts since early July. And 3 of those 4 have been with the Houston Symphony, where I'm also principal pops conductor. And one of those has been a live stream from Detroit, the Detroit Symphony. And obviously, you know, Houston has been doing about a concert a week ever since July, which is very different than most orchestras in the States. There's only a few that are doing that. And, you know, it honestly depends on the state you're in, which has been very interesting. But Houston and Florida kind of seem to be open for business.
Yeah, it's interesting. We're getting
scratching our heads.
we're getting a new Canadian opera company general director from the Houston Opera. So kind of interesting.
That's
a bit of a connection there. If you're just joining us, TSO Principal Pops conductor Stephen Reinecke is with us talking about the year that was, the difficult year that was, and the TSO Holiday Pops concerts that will be as of tomorrow. info@tso.ca. So Stephen, Holiday Pops concerts, a big production. People usually love to go this time of year to see, you know, this type of concert over the holidays. It's a big draw. It takes months, if not years, to program a concert like this. So tell us about shifting gears for this experience beginning tomorrow night and throughout the holidays, and what you guys have basically done here.
Yeah, it was really kind of scratching everything we had planned and starting all new, which is difficult since we planned so many years out. But we've got a terrific team, and we were able to get it all pulled together just beautifully. And I'm really, really proud of this concert. We've invited a fantastic Mitty singer. Andrea Menard is joining us. And, you know, this year there was we're always trying to be inclusive and showing our commitment to diversity, and this year even more so, that commitment is as strong as ever. And so we're thrilled to be collaborating with Andrea, and her longtime guitar player and collaborator. Oh my gosh, I just forgot his name. Robert Walsh. Yeah, Robert's terrific. But one of the other things we have to do is we can't use a full orchestra. So, you know, we have to find music and arrangements or recraft arrangements to fit. We're using somewhere around 30 to 32 players.
Still a pretty major feat, I would say.
That is. That's less than half size of a normal orchestra.
Sure.
And the obvious place to cut down is the strings. And but then the winds, and you're dealing with string players that can wear masks and brass and wind players who obviously can't wear a mask and play. So it's very different to surround them in plexiglass. And you'll see this on our presentation, but I think it's just a great reminder of how the arts can survive as well, even through this. I mean, financially, it's difficult, but making music, we're still going to do that.
It's a story we've heard over and over again with chamber ensembles, with opera companies, and everybody is figuring out ways to adapt. You're going to be hosting from afar. Simon is conducting. I'm sure you wish you had the baton in your hand.
Oh, I sure do. I'd much rather be doing that. That's the real fun part. But Simon did a terrific job with it. And yeah, the hosting has been a whole new learning experience, being my own one-man production studio in my living room of my house. And, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to school to learn how to write music and conduct, and here I am being my own lighting designer, my own audio engineer, cameraman, and editing this stuff on the computer. I've learned some new skills this year, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, we're all a little better as far as our on-screen presentation is concerned. Absolutely true. TSO Principal Pops Conductor Stephen Reinecke, thank you for giving us a little preview of the Holiday Pops this year. And people can have a look at the entire program. It is available at tso.ca. By the way, if you would like to pick up tickets and that program info for Holiday Pops, tso.ca/on-demand. Stephen, Merry Christmas to you all the way down in New York.
That's right. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you. This is a really lovely, poignant show this year, so I do hope people tune in. We're very proud of it.
Let's listen to something that's going to be on the program here from Victor Herbert.